Section 126 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org. It is a curious fact. It is a great pleasure to meet you. It is a huge undertaking. It is a most unfortunate affair. It is a perfectly plain proposition. It is a rather melancholy thought. It is a truth universally acknowledged. It is all very inexcusable. It is all very well for you to be philosophical. It is altogether probable. It is an admirable way of putting it. It is an error of taste. It is an extreme case, but the principle is sound. It is an ingenious theory. It is an uncommonly fine description. It is extremely interesting, I can assure you. It is for you to decide. It is historically true. It is I who should ask forgiveness. It is incredible. It is indeed generous of you to suggest it. It is inexplicable. It is interesting as a theory. It is literally impossible. It is merely a mood. It is most unfortunate. It is my deliberately formed opinion. It is my opinion you are too conscientious. It is nevertheless true. It is not a matter of the slightest consequence. It is not always fair to judge by appearances. It is not so unreasonable as you think. It is often very misleading. It is one of the grave problems of the day. It is only a fancy of mine. It is perfectly defensible. It is perfectly trite. It is permissible to gratify such an impulse. It is possible, but I rather doubt it. It is quite an easy matter. It is quite conceivable. It is quite too absurd. It is rather startling. It is really impressive. It is really most callous of you to laugh. It is sheer madness. It is sickening and so insufferably arrogant. It is simply a coincidence. It is the most incomprehensible thing in the world. It is to you that I am indebted for all this. It is true, I am grieved to say. It is true, nonetheless. It is very amusing. It is very far from being a fiction. It is very good of you to do this for my pleasure. It is very ingenious. It is very splendid of you. It is wanton capriciousness. It is your privilege to think so. It's a difficult and delicate matter to discuss. It's a matter of immediate urgency. It's absolute folly. It's absurd. It's impossible. It's all nonsense. It's as logical as it can be under the circumstances. It's been a strange experience for you. It's deliciously honest. It's going to be rather troublesome. It's inconceivable that it should ever be necessary. It's mere pride of opinion. It's my chief form of recreation. It's not a matter of vast importance. It's past my comprehension. It's quite wonderful how logical and simple you make it. It's really very perplexing. It's so charming of you to say that. It's so kind of you to come. It's such a bore having to talk about it. It's the natural sequence. It's too melancholy. It's very wonderful. It makes it all quite interesting. It may sound strange to you. It must be a trifle dull at times. It must be fascinating. It must be very gratifying to you. It must have been rather embarrassing. It seems an age since we've last seen you. It seems entirely wonderful to me. It seems incredible. It seems like a distracting dream. It seems preposterous. It seems the height of absurdity. It seems to me that you have a perfect right to do so. It seems unspeakably funny to me. It seems very ridiculous. It shall be as you wish. It should not be objectionable. It sounds plausible. It sounds profoundly interesting. It sounds rather appalling. It sounds very alluring. It strikes me as rather pathetic. It was an unpardonable liberty. It was inevitable that you should say that. It was most stupid of me to have forgotten it. It was not unkindly meant. It was peculiarly unfortunate. It was really an extraordinary experience. It was so incredible. It was the most amazing thing I ever heard. It was very good of you to come out and join us. It will create a considerable sensation. It will divert your thoughts from a mournful subject. It will give me pleasure to do it. It will not alter my determination. It would be ill-advised. It would interest me very much. It would seem to be a wise decision. It would take too long to formulate my thoughts. End of section 126. This recording is in the public domain.